This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, so I want to read you this. This is from the Chatham House. So this is one of these big globalist publications. They're reeling in shock. And I want to tell you what they're mad about with Ukraine. So I want to read it from their perspective. They cannot believe Trump scheduled his own phone call with Vladimir Putin without consulting NATO, without calling them first, having them on the line and getting them to agree to what he wants to do. In other words, they cannot believe Trump unilaterally by himself conducted U.S. foreign policy without the Euro weenies telling him what to do. They're in shock. It's hilarious. The Munich Security Conference begins today with European leaders in a state of shock following the news that President Donald Trump has spoken directly to President Vladimir Putin in a 90-minute phone call. Trump evidently did so without consulting Ukraine or NATO allies. Oh, no. He announced the call after the fact, along with the news that direct negotiations to end the war in Ukraine would begin immediately. He proposed a summit in the near future in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. He's cutting them out, is what he's doing. With his actions, the president has unilaterally lifted Putin's diplomatic isolation and provoked astounded reactions across Europe. When the initial shock subsides, the significance of the change in U.S. policy that this represents will sink in. So these Euro weenies think that somehow we're going to pee for like this whole war, but they're going to tell us what to do.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums it up there, Tara.
Yeah.
You know, a problem that they should have taken care of themselves before this ever happened.
Right.
And allowed to happen, and now expecting the U.S. to, you know, take care of it. And now you're mad that our U.S. president is actually trying to take care of it.
Now, Trump is also talking tough to Russia, too. Don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
He's basically letting it out there. Hey, you don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're not rolling over for you. We might roll over you. So he's left a lot of that in place. Okay. He's also left in place the possibility of funding continuing to Ukraine, which I expected him to do.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Right there with you. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But he is in an impossible situation, painted into a corner by the previous administration and their failures. Well, not failures, but their intentions, we should say. And that's it's just not possible realistically to completely back out of it without there being further, you know, catastrophic consequences.
So and the goal is to stop the bloodshed. And
yeah.
One of the things yesterday that Hegseth said, who is our new defense secretary, and Trump, they were both on the same page, is, look, no NATO membership for Ukraine.
Yeah.
None.
That's
okay.
Off the table now.
Yeah. And it should be. Let me tell you why. The Minsk agreement, our agreements with Russia were very simple. No Ukraine NATO membership. Why? Because Ukraine has a very long history of launching attacks on the Russian border and murdering Russians, ethnic Russians who are Ukrainian, who live on that border. There's been genocide there for many years. And they also cross over into Russia. They've killed people there too. And so Russia cannot defend itself if if Ukraine becomes a NATO country, okay? I want to explain to people the extremely and incredibly evil thing the Biden administration did. I mean, this is the kind of thing that, like, wow, I wouldn't want to die with this on my soul. I mean, truly, it got a million people killed. Russia has made clear, going back to the Minsk agreements, which they agreed to, the line in the sand, no NATO membership for Ukraine. Ukraine agreed to this, okay? Everybody agreed to this. Joe Biden comes out and announces, in order to start the war, oh, hey, you know what? We think we'll do some NATO membership for Ukraine. Yeah, yeah, how about that? Bam. Tanks go to the border. War starts. Now, here's where it's really evil. There is no good reason for a million people to be dead in this conflict on either side, okay? Because the Russians were forced to fight. The Ukrainians were forced to fight. I feel so bad. I mean, at one point, our stupid Senate was saying, oh, we want to draft the 18-year-olds now. Dear God, they're children. Stop. Just stop. Stop it. Because what Biden did, and it was so bad, he lied. He went out to the public and said, oh, yeah, yeah, no, we're going to let Ukraine into NATO, which would mean we would have to then defend Ukraine, which would draw us into World War III with Russia. Well, the whole time, Lee, he's telling Zelensky and Ukraine, you're never getting into NATO behind the scenes. When Russia fell for it, and shame on Putin for falling for it, they should have had better intel. When Russia fell for Biden's lies, and then remember Biden saying, oh, a little incursion would be okay. Yeah, yeah, come on, do it. Yeah, come on. Oh, by the way, we're letting him into Ukraine. Zelensky goes in the most jaw-dropping interview ever after the invasion has started and tells CNN, oh, the whole time the White House is telling us we were never getting into NATO, behind the scenes in secret, while telling the world and Russia that they were getting into NATO, violating the red line Putin has laid out about, you know, in the Minsk agreement, but also not Putin, but Russia. But also at the same time, again, Ukraine agreed to that, to keep the peace in Russia. They signed it. They've got a treaty, everything. So in other words, Biden lied to Russia. We're letting him into NATO. And Putin said, look, I've been telling you, that's the red line. The tanks are going to go. They're going to roll. And Biden says, yeah, no, we're getting in. They tricked him. They never intended to let him in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So, all of these liberals with their panties in a wad on CNN, oh no, Pete Hegseth says they could never be in NATO. Lee, that is literally the position of the Biden administration. Their position. Except they lied to start this war, and I think it's so they can launder the money. I really do. I think they need the deaths and the bleeding as cover to look like a war so they can launder the money. I really think that's it. And Trump addressed this in how horrible it was to tell that awful, awful lie. I mean, again, a million kids are dead. A lot of them were really young. You know, and some of them were, I mean, Russia is brutal. It's just been terrible to do this, to deliberately start the war. Here's Trump addressing some of the stupidity by Biden. It was more than stupidity. It was homicidal. I mean, it was pure, unadulterated evil to tell that lie. But here is... real quick, and then I'm going to get you to react to it. Here's Trump talking about it.
It's President Biden's fault, not President Putin. I mean, he's the one.
I think Biden is incompetent. And I think when he said that they could join NATO, I thought that was a very stupid thing to say. I thought when he said, well, it depends if it's a minor incursion. In other words, it's okay if Russia does a minor incursion. I thought that was a very foolish thing to say.
So he's addressing that there. Yeah. I thought it was just plumb evil.
Yeah, well,
they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I'm inclined to believe that too, because I quite honestly believe that there are things that countries, diplomats, leaders say in public that are exactly the opposite of what is done behind the scenes, and I think there's much that is known by these leaders about what is going to happen and what's not going to happen, and it is different than the narrative that we are fed as the populace.
Think about the betrayal this is to all of those dead Ukrainians, for Zelensky to know the whole time he was never getting into NATO and that that would cause the war, and he kept his mouth shut. So you look at Zelensky, you look at Biden and the lies that they told to start this war. And then the worst of it, when those Ukrainian missiles hit Poland, kill some farmers, and Zelensky lies and says they're Russian, it triggered Article 4, which leads to Article 5, where we go in and it's World War III. He lied. And the only reason we didn't have World War III was because we had a Polish prime minister who was willing to say, hold on, wait a minute, let's go see. And it just turned out the tail end of that missile didn't burn up, and they could identify it was Ukrainian. So Zelensky did it again. He lied to try to start that war when he knew damn well those were his missiles. These are evil, evil people, folks. And any senator backing continuation of hostilities here, you got to ask some serious questions about. So Trump knows all this, Lee, but I got to tell you what, I don't want a single American boot on that soil.
No.
And I am sick and tired of my money going into that mess. We need to end this.
This is going to be ended. I really believe this is fixing to come to an end here.
I think it is.
I think things are moving in that direction. And honestly, I think this goes back to Taiwan. Because I think that the U.S., through Trump, is saying, we're not going to be distracted by what's going on in the Middle East or by Russia. We're going to take care of the Pacific Rim, because that has great economic impact on the U.S. economy, as opposed to the issues that are going on in the Middle East and Europe. Those do not have as great an economic impact on the survivability of this economy as does what's going on in Taiwan and the threat that China is in that area. And if we are not distracted and sending munitions and money and other things to the European conflict there or to the Middle East, we are better prepared to handle the China threat. So I think that's what all this is about.
Trump knows, too, just his background, the faster he can end this conflict, get those sanctions off Russia, that that oil will pour back on the world market.
Lowering
and guess what's
going to
happen? Yes, at the gas pump for me and you.
And ruining the Russian economy.
Yes. So it's all win-win for us. There's very much an economic need for us to do this. So I'm hoping Trump can get out of this cheaply and end it and stop the dying. Because there, I mean, there has never been a stupider reason for a million people, either side, Ukrainian or Russian, to be dead. And then you know what I want to do? I want a real fight with Russia, the kind we need to have that will make the world better. And that is an economic fight. I want that's the fight I want. I want that fight. And hopefully we can have it soon.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.